the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Each year, Missouri State University hosts a public affairs conference. These conferences open people up to new perspectives and challenge choices. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today, Dr. Elizabeth Dudash Buskirk, Associate Professor of Communication and Provost Fellow for Public Affairs, is my guest on the Missouri State Journal.
The theme of the conference this year, I'm very excited about. It's Building Healthy Communities, Body, Mind, and Spirit. And we are trying to take a holistic approach to the idea of a healthy community and what defines community. Everything from political communities to health communities to economic questions in how physical communities build, local, global. We're doing as much of it as we can this year.
The conference will be held on Missouri State's campus April 5th through 8th. All events are free and open to the public. No registration is necessary for conference events. She shares about the plenary speakers.
Our big speakers this year, it's such an amazing slate. The first, of course, is Jillian Michaels, coming in Tuesday evening, April 5th. And before she even speaks, Cox Health is sponsoring a walk, a health walk, that starts at Jordan Valley Park. So we're not just having a speaker this year, we're having an event. So that's pretty exciting. And then Arvest Bank is sponsoring Jillian Michaels. And Jillian Michaels is speaking not about The Biggest Loser, which is what I get a lot of. She's going to be giving a speech, a motivational speech, actually, about how to holistically better your life, that it doesn't depend just on food or on weight or on exercise, but that it also has a spiritual component. I have no idea how we managed to get Dr. Robert Putnam to come to Springfield, Missouri, but this is a very exciting time for us. Back in 2000, he wrote a very popular book called Bowling Alone. His new books have spread out away from political involvement and generational differences into children and education and what we're leaving for our children. His talk is entitled Our Kids, the American Dream in Crisis. Dr. Mark Umbright from the University of Minnesota, he is being brought in with in conjunction with Conflict Dispute Resolution Center. We had sort of a difficult time getting a hold of him because he's internationally known for social justice and for conflict resolution. So he will be actually speaking in two different venues. He's coming for us where he'll give a plenary speech. He will also be doing a panel that morning. And then he will also be speaking the next day on Thursday at the Center for Dispute Resolution. A lot of people are excited to see Paul Tomlinson and Peter Gray. Both of them, Paul Tomlinson actually here from Burl. He is going to be doing Why People Die by Suicide. Across the United States, 1,100 students die by suicide on campuses every year. So in addition to his conversation about the psychology, the students decided that they really wanted to do a project to not glorify death by suicide, but to memorialize it. So we will have a field of memories on the north side of campus, and it will be 1,100 white flags representing the 1,100 on average student that dies by suicide on college campuses every year. And then Peter Gray, he talks about emotional resilience in the classroom. And a lot of students should be excited about that because he doesn't just say, hey, students, buck up and be better. But he has a conversation about how professors and students can work together because businesses are complaining about students' ability to handle criticism. Zach Exley is currently one of the senior consultants to the Bernie Sanders campaign. And he believes that information and knowledge are the most important keys to citizen participation and to the betterment of communities. So he is coming to speak about information technology and the class gap.
With more than 20 additional panels or events, the Public Affairs Conference will have the campus humming with activity and inspiration. In addition to these sessions, Buskirk would want to encourage people to visit the F-Word exhibition in Meyer Library, Room 107. The F-Word, forgiveness, speaks to having a healthy spirit, she noted.
In the library, there's a visual experience of posters and stories that's called the F-Word, and the F-Word is forgiveness. And so it's about all these people who have forgiven others and how hard that is sometimes and what that can do for you.
All events, including the opening plenary by Jillian Michaels, are free and open to the public. No tickets are required. A full schedule of events is available at publicaffairs.missouristate.edu/conference. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.